Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. It is the 27th of February, and I am so thankful you're with me on a Saturday. And on Saturday, we always introduce for you the message that is going to air on all of our platforms on Sunday. Just a reminder, we drop a full sermon on Sunday and a full sermon on Wednesday. The Wednesday sermon is super fresh. It's whatever we did the night before in North Georgia. We have a Tuesday evening Bible study. We're working our way through this Gospel of John. And of course, you can go back for the last 2.5 years on those Wednesday drops, and those are all at our website, paulwhiteministries.com, or wherever you're listening to this, of course. Video available at PWM on YouTube. That's our ministry channel, and the video is nice if you like to read along, because we use a pretty large screen on most of our Tuesday nights if we're in our normal space. So you can read along with the text and whatever points we make or whatever that we put on the screen. But if you just prefer audio, wherever you're listening, you can find those full lengths, Wednesdays and Sundays. The Sunday is a different one each week, and sometimes from the road. COVID has not let us travel near as much, so a lot of our sermons are from either my office or home, where I've just stood in front of the camera and taught something that was on my heart. And I'm in the middle of a series now that I'm very, very excited about. This is a series that we laid the framework out here on the DDP a couple of weeks ago when we did the Four Corners of the Covenant, and I told you that was morphing into a larger sermon series. Last Sunday, we posted New Covenant Cornerstones, where we laid that message series out, talked about the deficiencies of the Old Covenant, and then tomorrow is Four Corners of the Covenant, and the first sermon is subtitled Direction. So just as we work those four corners on the podcast, we're going to work them on the weekend sermons. And we may break up that series at the midpoint and air the stuff, because we do have a couple of monthly meetings we record, and we may put those in. But before too long, we will have that entire series up one week at a time. Four Corners of the Covenant, and this first one is subtitled Direction, and it deals with exactly what we talked about on the podcast. Now, we did a 7-minute version, 8-minute version of it here on the DDP. So this is a full-length sermon where we go down several roads of what was really happening when the Holy Spirit was deposited into us and when the New Covenant stopped being as the Old Covenant written outside on tables of stone, but instead was written on hearts. And what does that mean? How can I tap into that? How is that useful to me? And that's one of the things that we discuss in this message. So look for, it's titled, Four Corners of the Covenant, Direction. And so each one will have a different word at the end of the title to help you along on that. Ezekiel chapter 16 lays out, for me, there's a passage. And contextually, God has described the beauty of Israel, and he uses the beauty of a woman to describe her, which is not unusual because he has previously, through the prophet Isaiah, declared himself to be the husband of Israel. And then in her beauty, he shows her harlotry. He talks about how she has basically sold herself out intimately to the surrounding nations, and that harlotry then becomes the source of what judgment she's going through. Remember, the greater context of this book, this is something we told you days ago, Ezekiel is writing through a very dark period in Israel's history. This is a 70-year period where Israel is in Babylonian captivity before they're completely crushed, and Ezekiel is one of the prisoners that's taken into Babylon. All this stuff that's happening by the river Kabar is very much like what happens to John on the Isle of Patmos, isolated revelations of God, whereas Ezekiel's getting revelations of God, John gets revelations of Jesus. And he gives us a little side glimpse using an allegory about Samaria and Sodom in Ezekiel chapter 16 that allowed me a couple of years ago to really develop a thought that we ministered in I think I was in Alabama, and we ministered on Sodom and Gomorrah and that the great sin that Sodom committed. And part of what I brought out in that message was birthed in this thought from Ezekiel 16:49. Look, this, or let's do 48. As I live, says the Lord, neither your sister Sodom nor her daughters have done as you and your daughters have done. Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had pride, fullness of food, abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. Look at that. What was the sin of Sodom? She had, but she didn't take care of the stranger. Whenever the angels go to Sodom in the book of Genesis, and the men of the town beat on the door and want to have them sexually, and then, of course, that pitiful scene of Lot offering up his daughters, and then the fire falls on Sodom and Gomorrah the next day. And that, for a long time, led a lot of people to teach that the judgment that God was pouring out against Sodom and Gomorrah was judgment against homosexuality, or judgment against rape, or judgment against sexual promiscuity, or sexual perversion. We had a lot of different sort of categorical theories about what was going on there, but almost always rotated around lust or sex. And I believe, based upon Ezekiel 16, coupled with the conversation that God has with Abram, that what's happening in Sodom does not have near as much to do with sex or lust, and has a lot to do with how Sodom treats the angels. Now, you might say, well, how they treat the angels is sexually depraved. And I don't argue against that. It's exactly right. But that's not what God said he was going to go do. In Genesis 18, when God speaks to Abraham, Abraham starts to pray intercessory prayer for Sodom. God says to Abraham, there's an outcry against Sodom. I'm going to go down and see whether they've done according to the outcry that's against them. And why does he need to go down and see? He wants to go down in a physical form to see how Sodom will respond to him. And I believe the comparison is how Abraham just responded to him. When Abraham saw him, he made him a meal, fed him, took him in, sheltered him. Now God wants to go see if Sodom will do the same thing, because there's a prime example of how you're supposed to treat a stranger, which is how Abram treats God, and then there's a terrible example of what you're not supposed to do to a stranger, which is how Sodom treats God, and they're judged for it. This is important because it's what Israel gets accused of doing in Ezekiel 16. Part of the reason that these things are happening to you is because you have neglected the land. You've neglected the widow, the poor, and the stranger, and there's a judgment that falls upon you. And so what I wanted to do in this podcast is to explain this text from Ezekiel, but also use it to sort of bring in this image from Sodom and Gomorrah and repeat something we haven't said in a couple of years, and that is that the great sin against Sodom is really the thing we're still warned about to this day. And that is, take care of those around you. It's like Hebrews says, be careful you entertain strangers, lest you entertain strangers unaware. And we do that because we need to be warned of that, because it's our opportunity to show forth the ingredients of the kingdom of God. There's a little more from the end of 16 on the everlasting covenant, and we'll make that tomorrow's podcast. I hope you have a great day. Join us for the full drop on the Sunday program tomorrow. We hope that you have a wonderful weekend. See you tomorrow. God bless.